This is Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I am Dar.
And I must be Norty.
Ha!
Ha! So, we have another article for you. I don't know if you like these Sick Talks, let us know. Hit us up, sickpodcasting@gmail.com. Apparently, some people dig these and some people don't. And if you do, or if you don't, I think we want to hear
like,
from you.
Like, follow, comment, share.
Yeah. We're just whoring this shit out, like, any chance we get. So, this is an article right here. Kansas man who sought trial by combat now wants his ex-wife to be evaluated.
Okay. What?
Yeah. A Kansas man who sought legal permission in Iowa to engage in a sword fight. Sword? Did I say that like a Canadian? A sword fight.
Yeah, a sword fight. He's going to whip it.
With his ex-wife is not insane, but merely angry over their child custody arrangement.
Wait, is that who he wants to fight? Is his wife over the custody of their kid? Because that's kind of badass.
Because it's David Ostrom of Powla, Kansas.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I guess we are still in Kansas. We don't smoke marijuana. Oh, that's Oklahoma. Anyway, asked in a January 3rd court filing to be allowed to fight his former wife, Bridget Ostrom, of Harlan, Iowa.
Okay.
See, they can still get down in Iowa.
What the fuck? I have legal permission to beat my ex-wife?
But here's where I agree with him a little bit. And her attorney, Matthew Hudson. So he wants to fight the attorney too. So he's not trying to make it a fair fight. He just wants, you get what I'm saying? Because let's be honest, these lawyers are not making the world a better place.
I understand you're upset, brother, but this is not the right path. I know you want to beat her lawyer down. He's just doing it for the money. He really doesn't give a fuck about her or you. He cares about the Benjamins. But now your wife, she's just trying. She's pissed. You, for whatever reason, the marriage is ending. And she is pissed about it, and so she wants to be vindictive. You wanting to kill her.
But here's his reasoning. Because, I mean, this could be entirely reasonable to some people. He wants to rend their souls from their bodies.
That's reasonable?
What? What the fuck?
Can I get permission? Your Honor, I would like to murder my ex-wife and her attorney. Fuck this alimony. What is this? Winner takes all.
So it says here that the Ostroms have been embroiled in disputes over custody and visitation issues and property tax evasion.
Oh, my fuck.
An Iowa judge responded by temporarily suspending David Ostrom's child visitation and ordering the evaluation. It found that he's not troubled but has an adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features, Ostrom told the Des Moines Register. It essentially says, I'm not crazy. I just don't like being denied access to my children. He said, hey, fair point.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you're a little fucking extreme trying to, like, kill your ex-wife in a duel.
But
maybe you can see your kids.
If you're going to kill your wife, if you want to kill your wife, at least go through the proper channels. Isn't that the right thing to do?
But he wants her out in the street. He's like, bitch,
wait in line.
We're going to do this.
Wait in line and do it through the courts. Do it the right way. And then it's okay to kill your ex.
So it says he asked the court to order psychological evaluations of his ex-wife and her attorney. And that's fair. If you're under psychological evaluation, they deserve the same treatment on the other side, legally. That's totally fair.
Well, yeah, well, that and, like, in these divorce hearings, shit like that is used as, like, ammunition.
It's just, but it's also just red tape with the system that if you're under examination from a certain person, then they have to go under examination from the same person. So it all...
Yeah.
It's all supposed to work out that way and be fair, although it, like, never is. I mean,
yeah, it's just
whether it's a divorce
usually,
or
it's usually they make shit up. 9 times out of 10, the wife will say like the husband was abusive in some form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it just says that Ostrom is representing himself in court, and he also filed a second motion on Friday asking for parenting time with his children and that he be reimbursed his legal fees. I'm not going to put the number up there because I don't know why they published that. That's his personal information. And for the psychological evaluation. So the motion also seeks over $200,000 for emotional damages. That's fucking crazy. So neither Bridget Ostrom nor her attorney responded to the Register's request for comment. And he previously told the Register that he filed his trial by combat motion to get media attention for the case. Well, you got it, dude, because if that's all you wanted was attention, then...
Well, yeah, you went way extreme to get it. I mean, I guess it makes it for a great headline. And so it will get the attention that he wants. But, I mean, hey, if you're going to kill your ex-wife... At least he went in front of a judge and asked if it was okay first. Yeah. Is it cool if, like, I duel them 2-on-1?
If I back over her just once, is that legal? Is that what you're trying to fucking...
I'll let them pick the weapons.
I mean... It makes you think how shit used to work, like, way, way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Way, way back in the day. See, that's the thing, is that this is probably something that's on the books. You know what I mean? Trial by combat, something that's, like, left on the books from way back in the day when, like, fucking there really was no laws. It was like, all right, well, somebody's got to die for this crime, so go ahead, fight it out. Fucking.
Could you imagine being the guy that died in a duel against your wife?
Yeah.
Like, being the first guy. Like, we all know, like, in some sports, women can be equal, but you're the first guy to die in tribal by combat.
Especially, like this guy, he's, like, pissed off, and he's just like, I want to take her out. And she's just, quick draw McGraw, dude, just blow her, bam, dude. Fucking,
I mean, could you imagine?
Drops his ass, is like,
could
fuck.
You imagine?
Well, he'd only imagine it for a second.
This has been Sick Talk Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw.